A long time ago, in a small town, there lived an old toy maker named Geppetto. He sold wooden toys that he made to get by. The only thing the old toy maker regretted in his life was not having a child. One day, when he was walking in the woods, he found just the right log for his new toy.
Just the log I was looking for. I will make a beautiful puppet with it.
Geppetto took the log on his back and carried it to his workshop. He put the log on his table and started to carve. But suddenly something unexpected happened and he heard a voice coming from the log.
Ah!
Geppetto was stunned at first, but then thought that he was mistaken. Geppetto kept on carving, but then he heard the same voice again.
Ah!
I must be getting really old. I am hearing voices.
Geppetto kept on working. First the head of the puppet came out, then finally his arms and legs followed. Geppetto finally finished the puppet, sat him on a chair, and started to tidy up. At that moment, he heard another voice.
Hello!
Geppetto looked around stunned, but he could not see anybody else than the wooden puppet. So he kept on with his work. After a short while, the puppet jumped down from the chair and started dancing in the room. Seeing this, Geppetto really struggled not to faint.
Oh my God! This puppet is alive!
Of course it wasn't a real kid, but it sure laughed, talked, and played like one. Geppetto held the puppet in his arms.
From now on, your name shall be Pinocchio, my child.
Geppetto and Pinocchio started to have happy times together. It was time for Pinocchio to go to school. But Geppetto did not have the money to buy Pinocchio his school stationery. Therefore, he sold his coat and gave the money to Pinocchio. Pinocchio took the money and got on his way to school with joy, watching all the shops, people, and the marketplaces on the way. Suddenly, he saw a commotion ahead. To find out what was going on, he went amongst the crowd. Because he was so short, he barely walked past everyone to get to the front. What he saw was a big, colourful tent. It was a circus tent. The clown in front of the tent was calling out customers. Pinocchio was curious to see what was inside, but the clown stopped him from entering.
You can't go inside unless you pay.
Pinocchio thought for a while and remembered the money Geppetto gave him for school.
I have money.
He took the money out of his pocket and gave it to the clown. Inside the tent was extreme fun. He saw puppets playing on the stage in the middle of the tent.
Hey, they are also made out of wood.
Jumping on the stage, Pinocchio started to dance amongst the puppets. But the spectators of the show were angry with him. The owner of the circus above the stage, holding the strings of the puppets, got very happy to see a live puppet.
A puppet without strings would make me a lot of money.
He thought. And as soon as the show was over, he caught Pinocchio and put him in a cage. Pinocchio was very upset that he did not listen to Geppetto and went directly to school. So he started to cry. Seeing how regretful Pinocchio was, a fairy appeared right next to him.
You should have done what your father told you to do, but I see that you are aware of your mistake now. That is why I will save you, but don't you ever do the same mistake again.
Pinocchio was very happy. He wiped his tears away.
But I have no money! How am I going to go to school now?
The fairy cast a spell, and money appeared in Pinocchio's hand.
Do not waste this money. Go straight to school.
The fairy took Pinocchio out of the circus. Singing with joy, Pinocchio was on his way to school once again.
La 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 la.
Seeing Pinocchio joyfully singing, the shifty fox and his friends, the cat, cut Pinocchio's way. And they made a plan to take away Pinocchio's money.
Where are you going so joyfully anyway?
I'm going to buy some stationery and go to school.
This money won't be enough for stationery. If you do as we say, you'll have much more money.
What do you want me to do?
You'll give us that money and we'll plant it in the magic field. And you too can have a money tree. You can go and pick the money up whenever you need.
The naive Pinocchio believed everything Fox had said and gave away his money. Taking away the money, the fox and the cat quickly got away. Being left alone, the fairy appeared next to Pinocchio again.
Why aren't you still at school? Did you get the stationery with the money I gave you?
Actually, the fairy knew that he gave his money to the fox. She warned Pinocchio.
Don't you lie to me, or I will punish you.
Pinocchio did not listen to the fairy and lied anyway.
I bought the stationery but left them at school.
As soon as Pinocchio finished his sentence, his nose started to grow.
Are you telling the truth?
As he told more lies, Pinocchio's nose kept on growing and growing. At the end, he couldn't even move his head.
But how? What is going on?
Finally, he realized his mistake and told the fairy all about what had happened. Seeing that Pinocchio had taken the right path, the fairy brought his nose back to normal.
I am forgiving you, because you told the truth.
With another spell, she gave back the money the fox had taken. And she once more warned him not to waste any more of his money. Holding the money in his hand, singing along, Pinocchio started to walk again. But this time round, he was facing another type of danger. The circus owner that had captured him was standing right there before his eyes. Because he had gotten away, the circus owner was very cross with Pinocchio. He wanted to punish him. He caught Pinocchio and threw him in the sea. When Pinocchio fell over into the sea, he did not sink. He stayed afloat on the water because he was made of wood. Pinocchio really liked this feeling and started to swim by moving his arms and legs. And it all happened while he was swimming to the shore.
Hey! What's going on? Where am I?
Pinocchio suddenly found himself in a dark place. He looked around but could not see a way out. Actually, Pinocchio was swallowed by a giant fish. And now he was sitting right in the middle of his stomach. Meanwhile, Geppetto was worried about Pinocchio, and he went out to search for him.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio!
Finally, he had reached the shore where Pinocchio was thrown in the sea. He asked the fishermen whether they had seen his son or not. One of the fishermen remembered the boy Geppetto was asking for, and he told him that he fell down in the sea. Geppetto asked the fisherman for help.
Knowing how good a person Geppetto was, the fisherman could not refuse to help. And so he gave him a small boat to save Pinocchio. Geppetto jumped on the boat and sailed to the sea. After a while, suddenly, a big storm had begun. The small boat could not handle the big waves anymore and collapsed. And Geppetto found himself in the middle of the sea. Geppetto was old and also did not know how to swim, so he started to sink deep into the water. Right at that moment, the giant fish which had swallowed Pinocchio also swallowed Geppetto. Geppetto slid down the fish's throat straight into his stomach, and he heard the crying voice of a child. He, of course, recognized this voice right away.
Pinocchio, my son, I finally found you. I was so worried.
Hearing his father's voice, Pinocchio hugged Geppetto in tears.
I'm so sorry I didn't listen to you, Daddy. Forgive me. I will always do what you say.
Seeing that this time Pinocchio was really sorry, the fairy decided to rescue them. She took Geppetto and Pinocchio out of the fish's belly and flew them onto the shore. Pinocchio became a very clever boy after that day and always listened to his father. Went to school every day, and after school he ran home to help his father in his workshop. The fairy saw what a nice boy Pinocchio became and decided to give him a prize. One night, when Pinocchio was sleeping, she came next to his bed and cast a spell on him. In the morning, Pinocchio woke up to get ready for school, as always. Just as he was getting out of bed, he realized that something was different. First, he looked at his hands, and then to his body. He was shocked. He was not made of wood anymore. He was a normal boy, right in the flesh. He jumped with joy from his bed and ran next to his father.
Daddy! Daddy! Look at me!
Seeing Pinocchio as a real boy made Geppetto very happy.
Finally, I have a real son.
Father and son, they hugged each other with tears of joy. Pinocchio never lied again, and his nose always stayed where it was.